Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Disappearance of Stephanie Mailer by Joel Dicker. Published by Macclehose Press in English in 2021, today's book is all about a small town, secrets, and redemption. Twenty years ago, in the small Hamptons town of Orphea, while the rest of the town was attending the first theatre festival, four people were gunned down. The mayor of the town, his wife and son, and a woman jogging past the house. After an investigation, detectives Jesse and Derek caught the murderer and the matter was resolved. Until, on the eve of Jesse's retirement from the police force, he is approached by a journalist, Stephanie Mailer, who tells him that he made a mistake back in 1994. But before Jesse can probe any further, Stephanie Mailer disappears. Jesse returns to Orphea to investigate, and after he's attacked with tear gas, Derek joins him along with the only female cop in town, Betsy, a woman ostracised from her chauvinistic colleagues. Jesse trawls through the past looking for evidence of his mistake and is plagued by his own guilt about the night they caught the murderer. But as the annual theatre festival season approaches, Jesse and Derek are not the only people who returned to Orphea from 1994. As fresh evidence and more connections between the potential suspects are revealed, can Jesse, Derek, and Betsy find the killer before it starts all over again? Disappearance of Stephanie Mailer is an intricately woven thriller about a small town and secrets, filled with a cast of morally grey and intriguing characters. With so many twists and turns and revelations, I changed my guess about who the killer was every few chapters. Jesse, haunted by the night they caught the Orphea murderer, is grieving for his girlfriend Natasha and has not moved on in 20 years. He's willing to risk his pension to right the wrongs of the investigation. Similarly, Derek, who gave up a promising career as an investigator to work in administration, is trapped by the events of that day. Betsy, who came to Orphea to escape her ex-husband, a man adored by her own parents, and start a new life in a small, quiet town. But with the lack of support from her fellow cops, her new life is not as she'd hoped, and the disappearance of Stephanie Mailer is her chance to prove herself finally. As the three investigators review the old evidence, connections and new clues appear, and everyone becomes a suspect. From the strange playwright, former police chief, a theatre critic, a bookshop owner, the new mayor and his wife, and the jogger's husband. Like Derek and Jesse, some of those who were there in 1994 were permanently scarred by that day, while others benefited, and they'll do anything to prevent the truth from emerging. The disappearance of Stephanie Mailer is also about lies, love affairs, corruption, ambition, guilt, and redemption. So if you like twists, flawed characters, lies, theatre, small towns and revenge, you might like The Disappearance of Stephanie Mailer by Joel Dicker. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.